June 9, 1929 Inseparability of one who lives in the divine will. Example of the breath. Example of the sun. How it lords over everything and goes in search of everything, such as the divine will. Contest between the two suns. My abandonment in the divine fiat is continuous, and its light eclipses my little intelligence so much that I can do nothing else but think now about one truth, now about another, concerning the divine will. And the more I think about it, the more beautiful and majestic it makes itself before me. And with an unspeakable love, more than a tender mother, it opens its womb of light and delivers a birth of light, to enclose it in its little daughter. Now, while I was in this state, my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, each breath is the life of the next one that follows." So much so, that as one is about to release one breath, before it is emitted completely, it calls for another breath. So, it can be said that the breath has its life and gives life to the creature because it is continuous. They are so united and close among themselves as to be inseparable. And so also for the beating of the heart, one heartbeat calls for the life of the next heartbeat, and the continuous beating forms the life. So much so, that if the breathing and the beating cease, life no longer exists. Such is the soul who does and lives in my divine will. Her identification, her closeness with it, is such and so great, more than our breaths and heartbeats close among themselves. Therefore, the acts done in my divine fiat are like many breaths or heartbeats, which the creature does in God, in such a way that she becomes the divine breathing, and my fiat forms her breathing. So, it is life that they mutually exchange, to form one single life. Therefore, the acts done in our divine will are inseparable from us, and we feel the contentment of breathing our work, and of feeling, as our own, the work which has come out of us, and of letting her live in our house, and so close to us as to breathe her very breath. Then, I continued doing my acts in the adorable fiat, and my always lovable Jesus added, "My daughter, from the height of its sphere, the sun extends its great wheel of light and embraces the earth, giving it the life of its effects of light, so as to make it germinate. It gives the kiss of life of its light to each plant, to each flower, to each tree, so as to impress upon each plant, for some the life of fragrance, for some color, for some sweetness. It wants to give its embrace and kiss of life to all. It denies itself to no one. It does not reject, whatever the thing might be, even the tiniest blade of grass. On the contrary, wanting to act as a queen who wants to pour her own self out, it goes in search of all. It wants to recognize everything, so as to form in all things the life which is needed for each plant. It would not feel itself queen, nor the right to be queen, if its light did not give its life to everything. So much so, that in its great wheel of light it encloses everything, and it seems that all lap up the life, the beauty, the variety of colors, the growth, from the light of the sun. Nor does it skip over the sea, the rivers, the mountains, to form in them its silvery shades, and the horizon of gold and of silver in the background behind them. Oh! How the sun lords over everything with its light, but not in order to oppress, or do harm to anyone. Rather, to vivify, to embellish and to give itself as life of everything. It seems that, in its mute silence, it says to all, "How much I love you. My love is as vast as my great wheel of light. My love for the earth is substantial and full of life. Nor do I ever change. From the height of my sphere I am always at my place, to embrace it, love it and give it life. Therefore, the earth lives within the great wheel of its light, and each thing keeps its mouth open in order to receive the life of the effects of the light of the sun. Oh! If, may this never be, the sun could withdraw from the earth, or the earth could oppose receiving the goods and the life of the light of the sun, there would be no daylight, but perennial nighttime, and the earth would remain without life, without heat, sweetness would not exist, more than squalid misery. What a dismal change, what terror would the earth become! Such is my divine will, more than sun for creatures. In its endless great wheel of light, it goes in search of everyone, to make itself be recognized and to form in each creature the life of beauty, of sanctity, of light and of infinite sweetness. It wants to destroy all bitternesses, uglinesses, miseries in them, and with its kiss of life, breathing over them, it wants to transform them into what is good, beautiful and holy. But, alas! The sun created by my fiat does so many prodigies for the earth, and with its own unique majesty it lays over it its mantle of light, of beauty. And at each of its touches, it gives the life it possesses to each plant. And my fiat remains with the sorrow of not being able to communicate the goods it possesses in its divine life to souls, because they oppose receiving it, and do not want to lap up the light of my volition, and therefore they are like the earth if it could oppose receiving the light of the sun, in full nighttime, squalid, weak. And many of them are terrifying to look at. My divine will is brimful of so many divine lives, of so many beauties and of so many goods that it wants to give to them. It would want to pour its own self out in order to enclose the creatures within its womb of light, and make of each of them a prodigy of sanctity, of beauty, one distinct from the other, to form its heaven on earth. But the human will opposes itself, and my fiat feels the intense pain, more than a mother when she cannot deliver her child to the light. And so this is why, my daughter, my divine will wants to make itself known, it wants to form its kingdom, because these children belonging to it will live voluntarily within and of its light. They will remain with their mouths open to receive its kisses, its embraces and its affections, in order to form its divine life in them. Then, yes, will the prodigies that my volition knows how to do, and can do, be seen. Everything will be transformed, and the earth will become heaven. And then, the sun which is there under the vault of the heavens and the sun of my eternal volition will hold hands. Even more, they will engage in a contest, to see which one can make more prodigies, the sun for the earth, and my will for souls. But my will make greater display, so much so, as to form a new enchantment of prodigious beauties never before seen, for the whole of heaven and for all the earth?